Okay, we're back. And joining us now is Joe Yusinski, and he's going to be talking about Countdown of Conspiracies. Say, Joe, how are you doing?
Very good. Happy New Year to you and yours, and Happy New Year to all of our listeners. It's great to be back. And if 2017 was the year of conspiracy, I think 2018 will probably surpass it. So I've got our three for our first week of 2018, but before I wanted to do that, I wanted to share with you guys the result of a new poll that was taken in France in December, and the results just came out yesterday. So people like to think, oh, the United States is a bunch of conspiracy kooks. Well, what about those French? What do the French think about conspiracy theories? So how about I name the conspiracy theory? We'll make this fun. I'll name the conspiracy theory, and you guys tell me what percentage of French people believe in it, and we'll see if you can get it right.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Surprise. Okay.
Okay, so how many believe that JFK was killed by a conspiracy? Now, again, these aren't Americans. How many French people believe in the JFK assassination conspiracy?
Ooh. Oh, ooh. Boy.
I'll say, go ahead, Al.
Oh, 30%.
I'm going to go 70.
Ooh.
Okay, we've got 30 and 70. The correct answer is we're going to split the difference. It's 54%.
Whoa.
So a majority of French people, and that's not actually far off from the American number, which holds at about 60 right now.
Oh.
Okay. So that's the mundane. Now let's get weird for a minute. So this isn't a big theory in our country explicitly, but it's a big one in Europe. It's called the replacement conspiracy theory. And that theory says that the governments are trying to get rid of white European people and replace them all with low-cost immigrant non-white workers. So what percentage of French people do you think believe in that conspiracy theory?
Oh boy, right now, since they're living it, oh, I'm gonna stick with my original guess. I'm gonna drop it to 40.
So 40?
No, it's closer to 60, 65. Yeah, 60.
Okay, 40 and 60. Okay, again, we're gonna split the difference. 48% of French people believe in the replacement theory.
See, and that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot for that theory.
Yeah. If you were to put that in the U.S., you'd probably have, you know, a much smaller number than that, maybe 15, 20%. But over there, where it's pretty salient.
Depends where you are. In Alabama, it's probably around 90.
Yeah, about 98.
Yeah, no, but that didn't surprise me because Le Pen won 30%, 35% of the vote. And I think 50, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's why I figured 60, you know.
Huh. Okay, so here's one. How many French people do you think believe in flat Earth?
Oh, wow. 10%.
Oh.
Okay, is that the answer for both?
That's for
no.
Me.
That's Al's guess. Flat earthers. Okay. I mean, it's making a comeback. 25.
Okay, 10 and 25. Al's correct. 10%.
Oh.
Right on the head.
Oh, I win the prize. Woohoo. I don't know what it was.
So I'll give you the rundown of the rest of these. About 32% believe that AIDS is a conspiracy theory. 31% think that Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations were created by Western security agencies like the CIA. 16% buy into the moon landings, and that's actually higher than it is here in the U.S. In the U.S., it's about 6%. And a majority of French people, 55%, think that pharmaceutical companies and the government are hiding the true dangers of vaccines. So that's actually probably double what it is in the U.S.
Wow. I wonder why they're on so much. So they seem to be more on edge than America. I'm surprised by that a little bit.
Given recent events, it doesn't actually shock me. The 10% for the flat Earth thing does. That's a little bit disturbing. but I've seen polls in this country where you get 6% for the lizard people. So.
Yeah. Well, you mean it's not true?
Well, for 94%, it's not. For the other six, they're living in, V.
Oh.
Hey, that was based on a true story.
Yeah, that's it. In Alabama again. It has to be.
They keep killing my cattle.
Oh, you're going to have to go to the pharmacy soon for that. Yeah. Okay. So now, what's the big conspiracy going on right now, or is there?
Okay. So we've got our top three, and number three for this week takes place in my home state of Florida. And this is based on a video that's currently posted on YouTube, and you can find it. And it has a Google satellite image of an aerospace company that's located out in the Florida swamp. And supposedly it has an alien diamond-shaped stealth spacecraft. And they think that this is actually an alien craft that may have been captured. And they're keeping it here in a Florida swamp. So, but it's, you can actually find the video on YouTube, and it shows you a nice overhead view of the spacecraft. Now, I don't know if it's a spacecraft or not, and because it's sitting on the ground, you can't even actually tell if it can fly or if it's just a fancy car. but if we make these assumptions, it does look like, it would, if we saw it in the sky, we would probably classify it as an unidentified, flying object. So.
Well, but why would they be keeping it in a swamp?
Well, from what I can tell is that this is an aerospace company that they have out there. So they build this technology out there on cheap land, and probably to stay away from prying eyes. So I guess if you're going to keep an alien spacecraft somewhere, you won't do it out in the city. You would do it out, obviously in, the sticks.
Wow. Well, I mean, if I was going to hide a spaceship, I'd leave it in Alabama.
I would just put it in my garage.
Yeah.
In a barn.
In a barn.
Yeah, in the drive-thru.
So that's our number three. And Florida has a lot of this weird stuff going on. So, we were the first state with a zombie attack that happened a couple of years ago. So having an alien spacecraft isn't out of the ordinary for us. So number two has to do with Apple and our iPhones. And there are two things going on here. And if you're Apple users, you've probably already heard about this. But there's been a conspiracy theory for a long time that Apple has been throttling the phones. So if you have an older model iPhone, that they've been purposely making it slower so that you have to go buy the new model. And there's a adjacent conspiracy theory that says that they're making the older phones obsolete so that they just break and then you have to go buy the new phone. Now, Apple has said that, no, this isn't true, and there's actually quite a few court cases about this. But they're saying that, yes, they do slow the phones down, but it's only, for security reasons and to make sure that the phones run well and don't crash. So that's our number two for the week.
I think that they do it, but people jump into new phones every year without any, with no hesitation. They're always getting the newest and the latest. I don't know.
Like I won't, if I meet somebody who has a flip phone, I won't even talk to them.
Right. Oh, yeah. You better hang up there, Kevin. He's on his flip phone. Well, it just doesn't make sense because everybody's always, every time there's a new phone, it doesn't matter if they're using Samsung or iPhone, people are just jumping up all the time. I don't know that they need it to do that to get new phones, but whatever, you know.
I mean, you've got to admit it, it's kind of compelling because every time, okay, if it seems that every phone that I buy will last 2 years, then as soon as the, you know, as soon as you're done paying for it, boom, it's done.
Yeah.
And it just happens to be the next model has come out.
Yeah, it could be, but I still think for the most part people want to get the new model. They can't wait for a new one, and they just keep jumping out. And it never costs you anything, just a new contract.
I mean, if you think about it this way, like with cars, people want to go buy a car that's going to last a long time. Right.
Yeah.
But you know, with an iPhone, it's exactly what you say. It's like, you know, I want it to last. And most people, they wouldn't even update every year, unless they had to wait. They'd want the new one every 6 months. So no one goes buying a phone saying, "Hey, I hope this will last me a decade."
Yeah.
The way they do with a car. So.
Yeah, it's true.
And so our number one for the week gets a little bit weird, and that is that OJ is actually Khloe Kardashian's secret father.
Oh, wow.
So the conspiracy theory says neither Bruce Jenner nor her father Kardashian, but actually OJ, who was, as you know, the father's attorney during the trial. Now, OJ has come out and denied this, and he said that's not the case, that he was never with their mother and couldn't be Khloe's father.
Oh.
But with that said, people are speculating, and this is quite a juicy one. No pun intended.
it's OJ's love child.
Yeah, and now he'll write a book about it. I'm not her father, but if I was, here's how I'd do it.
Ooh, there we go.
Now, what are they basing this on?
Well, there's always been some questions about her heritage in different tabloids, and this one just sort of popped up. I had never seen this before. But if you were to connect people, we know that the father was connected with OJ because he was his attorney during the trial, or one of the attorneys during the trial.
Yeah. Well.
But it can't feel good if you're her and people are saying, "Hey, we think your dad is OJ Simpson," and be like, "Hey, I think your dad is Charles Manson." It's not.
I don't know. That'd be a cool thing today. I don't think she could feel anything anyway with all that filler.
Yeah.
So, and if we get hate mail for that, that's okay. That's okay. That I'll laugh at. Wow. That's something to think about now. I'm going to think about that all week.
Well, we are starting the year off strong, so I expect the next 51 weeks to have even better material for us. So.
Well, I like that. I'm glad that it's good to hear one about OJ and kind of like, I don't know what kind of star to call her. She's not really a movie star or a singer.
Yeah, what have they done?
I'm just trying. That's why I was trying to call her something, and I didn't know what to call her.
Except just be crazy. Like, I mean, if I was Bruce, I'd come out a little.
Well, I'm in transition too.
If I had to live with the Kardashians,
yeah, I'd switch too. Oh my! Well, that does it for the day. Well, thank you, Joe. That's always good to hear.
Well, thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.